Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 42. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for music, activism, news. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, you can feel free to do like a couple of other phone callers and call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. Sending in any music or commercials, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear, include your laptop. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Black on Black Crime Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I see some phone callers on here. That's a good thing. If you are listening to or you want to check it out, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter, Facebook, Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R, period, Facebook, Kent and Angelica, Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, that's www.3342music.com for the hottest producer around, Emacs the Image. OPN Radio is still Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, webpage BlackOnBlackCleveland.com, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio. There's Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. www.templabor.org. Twitter page of Al Porter JR1, YouTube page of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, thelogtv.com, that YouTube page of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, you need to look it up because October is Positive Music Month, Positive Music Month, which was created right here in the 216-440. From the Log TV, and it's going to go out, you know, on an international look. So big shout out to the brother for creating that. Now, before I get into my phone callers, I do need to at least throw out there for people so they can know what's happening. It is none other than Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial remodeling and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodeling, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs. That's 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247. Mention this program, please, and on the website, that's LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Wow, reminds me of that song that came from Poison Ivy from our region. Everything good. Anyway, as I go back, get everything out. We do have a top 10 list, a top 10 list of what's going on in our region. I will say that in the number 10 spot, debuting on Facebook, it's the Workshop and 2x4 Songwriter Showcase. I'm looking at all these phone callers on the line. My thing is this. I'm very thankful that you all are calling in. My thing is just to be thankful, because that's the best way to continue to grow and do a lot of other things. But anyway, one of the events that is coming up, like I say, debuting at number 10 because of the promotions for them, I feel that is excellent right now. It's that workshop. And 2x4 Songwriter Showcase. My thing is, when it came down to seeing that event pop up, and 2x4, so it says 2x4, really, Songwriter Showcase. And that is going on next Monday, so the promotions have started. It is 15801 Waterloo Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The event is by the Cleveland Rocks, past, present, and future. And some of the artists there, Cleveland Rocks, PPF's professional development workshops are held on the third Monday of the month from 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Cleveland Rocks Shop. Each workshop will focus on a different music-related topic with discussions from 7 to 8, followed by a 2x4 Songwriter Showcase from 8 to 9 p.m. featuring four different artists, two songs each. The topic will be royalties. What are they? Where do they come from? How to collect them? San Goody, Eric Wilson, Mixed Rose, Domingo Kite will be those who are spotlighted on that particular event. That's at number 10. Number 9, debuting Facebook, King 6, SYXX Live at Dunlap Bar. That was the past Saturday. Number 8, moving up, Mr. Solo, 4 new releases. I'm going to stop right there, because after each phone call, I should be able to give you 3 or 4 things that's going on. So I'm going to start off with the 216-309-216-309. How are you doing out there?
Hi, hi, hello, hello, everybody out there. This is Valandalis Brenda A., former, as my colleagues from Block Talk Ready. My name is Queen. Do you guys, everybody out there doing the Radio Land tonight?
Oh, excellent. Talk to me, please.
All righty. I enjoyed myself. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you. I enjoyed myself Saturday at the workshop. I really did. I really did. And to all there, and to the event you put on at the women's shelter, that was nice.
Oh, yeah.
You funny. Big brother. That was really nice.
Yes, it was.
Really nice. God bless each and every one that gave. God bless each and every one that contribute on different items. God bless everybody who was there and who couldn't be there. But I know the ones couldn't be there, their spirit was there, okay? Their spirit was there. I can say that. I felt the spirit as
same
well.
Same here.
And thank you, everybody, just for listening to us on Block Talk Radio every Monday night. On my colleagues, to my big brother, Al, to Ronnie B, to Art, DJ Rock, to Ms. Gus, Delore, to Monica Perkpoint, and Cowboy, to Deacon Dante Taylor, who else? Did I miss somebody? Okay, maybe
hey, Cass. Okay.
I better say that right. I better, huh? Maybe
right.
Cass, Mr. Powers, and Squab Gotti, as well as myself,
okay.
fam, family, Queen B. We all thank you for listening to us on Block Talk Radio each and every Monday night at 9 o'clock. Just thank you for supporting us and I don't know if Deacon Dante Taylor is going to be on the radio tonight. He has a big, big announcement for you guys. I'm going to let him tell it and let him talk about it. Thanks for listening. And just pray for me. Pray for each other out there. We got to pray for one another. That war is going on in Israel right now. You know that's
right.
About in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Jerusalem, that's where Jesus was at born, okay?
Right.
Country out there, they're fighting right now. They took 100 people hostage. 100 people hostage and started killing and talking about whatever they don't get, they're going to continue killing these hostages. So you know
right.
What we got to do, y'all. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. We're living in the last evil, evil days.
Right.
We got to pray for one another. Not against each other. Pray for one another, okay?
Folks.
Because we ain't got much time on this earth, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Time is winding up. I don't have nothing else to say. I can say God bless each and every one. Thank you for listening to us on Block Talk Radio every Monday night. I'm going to sign off right now. As I say every Monday night, I love everybody, and there's nothing you can do about it. May God bless and keep you. Have a blessed rest of the evening and a blessed week. And be safe out there. Always put God in front, not behind. May God bless and be safe. Peace. I'm signing off. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Ooh-wee. I have enjoyed myself immensely because I have at least 3 more phone callers to go to. So I'll let you get your thoughts together so we can be straight and to the point. All right, I already know we'll be coming through with that 216-548 number shortly, but I would like to go down that list because some people have events. They just don't push them out big. So when it came to everything else, we left off at number 8. That number 7, moving up, is that G.O.D. song. Sheriff Kilroy, he had over 550 so far. Facebook video views, and even though it's on YouTube right now, we would love to focus in on not only just that song itself, but another live view of 400 plus views from a different live feed where Miss Maybach from Black Women's Army, who created the dog walk line dance, was featured in the guide video. She has something showing how to do that dance, which I think is catching a lot of Browns fans to just a phenomenal look. Plus, over, we're going to say right now, 300 views from a separate feed that came from Black on Black Crime Incorporated's president, Elizabeth Steele, which also featured the line dance itself being taught on top of that G.O.D. song. So at least there's some movement going on. Number six, moving up, Facebook, the Love Offering Talk Show Podcast, which was last Friday itself. Number five debuting, and it'll probably be around next week. It's starting off, a lot of people didn't pay attention, but by it also going through Wednesday, we're sure it'll be back in some form. If it goes up, it just might. It's that Under 30 Summit of power, jobs, a few things all week long. I know they'll be adding some more entertainment around that. So we're going to stop right there and leave the last four, because it's very important that we go to our phone callers, because I don't make the show. I just run my mouth a lot. But let's see what's going on with 216-548. 216-548, you are in the building. How are you?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening.
What's going on, Reverend? Yes, I can.
Yes, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That is the word. We have a war right here. We have a war right here in this country.
Mm.
And people can pretend like they don't know and they don't see it. They can pretend like it doesn't exist. They can camouflage words. They can sugarcoat things. They can walk around and act like they're blind and deaf and dumb and don't know and are not even participating in this war that's right here in this country. But we can't do anything for Jerusalem or anybody else until we get it together right here in America. The states are not united. It's very divided in this country. And we can pretend like we know some things, but we don't know. Because the Bible says we don't know when Jesus is going to come. He says that these things are going to happen, but the end will not be. We don't know the end times, and these end time prophets and these end time people trying to scare folks into doing what's right. We need to live right because we don't know when it's going to come, because the gospel has not been first. The needs of the people are not being met. So, yes, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem because we are Jerusalem. We, the people of Jesus Christ, represent Jerusalem. So we need to get along with one another. We need to stop faking it till we make it. We're losing our families. People are operating in fear instead of faith. We're not united as a people. We're not working together. And I don't speak as one who has no hope. I'm just coming at you raw, real, and ready tonight, because it's time to stop playing and doing these things, pretending like we love one another when people are not showing real love. Nobody is doing what should be done in most cases, not all, because there are some of us who are out here on the grind. There are some of us who are out here doing things that are right. But we need to tighten this thing up, you all. See, the pandemic wasn't about unbelievers, it was about believers. He said, if I send the pestilence among my people, he didn't say about somebody else's people. He said his people, if my people. He said, if I shut up the heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, bed bugs, if I send the pestilence, AIDS, pandemics, hurricanes that cause inflammatory conditions, diabetes, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, all forms of sicknesses and pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven, forgive the sin, and heal the land. Now, we can do programs, we can do concerts, we can do all these little things. But we got to stop faking it till we make it, you all. People are dying every day, and we're losing souls to foolishness. We're losing lives to foolishness. We got birds in the hand instead of letting some birds out the hand and setting some people free through what we have. We need to pull together and meet the needs of the people. I got to talk to you strong. I'm the Mr. Porter to tell him that people who I contact through him don't even want to communicate with me to meet the needs of the people. I'm not trying to fake and be phony with Mr. Porter because he's my friend whether anybody likes that or not. I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything or flatter anybody because he's going to be my friend. He was my friend before I knew a whole lot of people, as well as a few other people. And I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. Everything that's hidden according to the Word of God says will be uncovered. Everything done will be exposed and revealed. So we can do all these little gimmicks or whatever. To stop playing. And I'm not talking about just people. Mr. Porter, I'm funny. And I need help me.
Hello?
You are. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can.
Yeah. Okay. I need some money, resources. I have a campaign to run. My campaign is based upon ministry of meeting the needs of the people. I shouldn't have to have people trying to sleep and have sex with me for me to get money. I shouldn't have to be targeted and insulted of women to get the money. I think we need to pull together. I have not heard back, Mr. Porter, from the home improvement people. You gave me their phone number last month because I was expanding their business and promoting them through your venture, through this. The home company called me back. So I'm trying to, I don't really, it's not about me. I have a ministry called Ecclesiastical Covering, Tailoring Tapestry and Beyond, which is a ministry makeover. So,
well, before I go to the other phone callers, I'm looking at the number of the 216-205-7247. For Looking Good Home Improvement, 216-205-7247.
Is that you giving me that now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've called them already. They have not called me back that one time. So I just want.
All right.
We just need to like pull this thing in together. I need some money. Where do you want me to send you my information? Do you want me to email it to the email I usually send it to? So you have all my campaign, my Cash App, and all the ways. I need some money. I'm not gonna fake it. I'm not gonna blank it. I don't need to put people's business out there. I need some money so I can help some people. And I need some money for me so I can do what I'm doing. My Cash App is Apostolette, the dollar sign, APOSCLETT, or the People's Party under the People's President, and it has my picture on it. So there is no confusion. So people are imitating what I'm doing. But I need some money. Pray, y'all. Get together. Let's pray. And when we pray, let's put some wings on these prayers and let's pull this together. I pray that your hip hop workshop went well. I was there in spirit.
Yes, it did.
Although you are not in Cleveland right now. God bless you all and have a great night.
No problem. Ooh wee. All right. It looks like I have four more phone callers, so I will do everything. We're going to get to them. So everybody just have your thoughts together, like the last couple of phone callers, and we'll be all right. Number four, moving up. It was the Black Owned Black Crime Incorporated. It was Helping Hands, Feeding the Homeless. That was last Friday. What was alluded to, a conversation, Black Owned Black Crime Inc., Black Man's Army, Black Women's Army. Marquana Tippins was the one who was responsible for pushing that out. And so it was just phenomenal to have Brick House Wellness provided a lot of supplies. BWA added supplies. Danielle Woods, it was a phenomenal event in itself. Even DJ Dollar Rock for the Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop showed up with family and told Twiggy. It was phenomenal. Now, I'm going to go to the phone lines again. Just because we have a 216 three 347 in the building. 216-347. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing well, Brother Al Porter. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty excellent. Rico Dancy, president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you. Talk to me.
There's a lot of things happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard from the chief office yet.
Mm.
I haven't heard from the county executive office yet. And I have not heard from the safety director.
You haven't heard from the safety director or the police chief or the mayor's
mm-hmm.
office in Cleveland.
Right.
Okay.
So the question is, and I'm going to put it out there, if you have a person is deaf or a person with a disability, who communicate in a different way, what is their policy and what's they doing about it?
What policy for deaf or disability? Okay.
So they are planned. They keep you call the city. They switch to all different departments. Leave a message, something, but you know, no one ever called me back. Okay.
Right.
So to me, it's like they're playing politics or politics.
Right.
Okay.
Mhm.
So the promise that the mayor has made, he going to have an interpreter at every city council meeting. If I remember that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, that is a lie. What can we hold our liquor officials do if they keep making these false promises that the ass can't keep? Okay?
Right.
So, actually, like Elias, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I still got the email from Mayor Bibbs, okay? So,
and he hasn't responded.
No.
Gotcha.
No. He's keeping his staff on his phone. So, it's just like a little runaround. So, we just don't understand that they make all these promises that the ass can't keep. So, keep it in prayer. Last Tuesday and Friday, I had surgery. I had back surgery. I have a call and pension numbers, okay?
All right.
That's what I went on here last week because I had surgery. But I thank the word of God that I'm still here.
Amen. And we are going to keep you in prayer.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And next week I will come bring more work. And I have not heard that from the city yet. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. No problem. Thank you. Hang in there. We will keep, of course, Brother Rico Dancy. That's important that he put it out there. President of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. Keep him in prayer, even the after effects of surgery. Fact that it's good to have a frontline soldier out there working hard. Before I go to our last three phone callers who are keeping their thoughts together, I will say that Number three, moving up, biggest jump was Facebook, the Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop. Number 242 and other events. I might be able to give you a list of the people who came through. If not this week, I'll give you the full list by next week. I think also, since I'm talking about it and getting things out of the way, I will take the time to let people know that number two, debuting, it was last Saturday, the Legends of the Land showing at Cedar Lee Theater. It's just the whole documentary. It was powerful. Number one was Art Meets Reggae, which was last Saturday. Reggae, the arts met. Just so many people. Now, I'm going to go and keep my word. Let's go to the 216-322 that's on the phone line. 216-322, you're on live. How you doing?
Greetings, is this for me?
Yes, it is. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot. This is Dr. Terry King Bay, also known as DJ Psychotic Nut. I'm hearing y'all doing a lot of good stuff there. I must try to make one of them events on that Monday. Some things I do is limited. You know, because I'm in a wheelchair now, but I'm back to doing my health and wellness workshops that I do twice a month on holistic, on one Thursday a month and one Saturday. But I'm also back to DJing, and I have an event coming up November the 11th that I'm part of. It's called the Glitz and Glamour Silver and Gold Affair, having that Saturday, November the 11th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. out at the Irish American Club out there off 222nd by Lakeshore, the Irish American Club, 222-22770, right there where Mark's at. And it's going to be me DJing, and I'm having free food, cash bar, a good time. It's $20 donation. You can mention the radio. Or they can call me at the 216-322-1128. It's 25 at the door, but the money goes towards two surgeries that I need. I only need one, but I can't get the one because of what I'm dealing with being in the wheelchair. And it's hard to bear because overall I've got to do a couple of events to raise $6,000. I have to go two routes to get what I need from my African doctor friend of mine out of Chicago, a colleague, getting some symptometry, homeopathic, herbal food stuff that has to be refrigerated. And it's a 6-month protocol, and the products is running me $560 a month. So, and out of that total, right there, the other thousands of dollars goes toward some liquid herbal extracts that I'm going to need, and the other little care that I need. So I don't want them to do that other surgery.
Right.
But, you know, it's life detrimental, but God told me don't do it. Told me to do what I do holistic and reach out to some sources and add that to my protocols, you know, because they told me that the antibiotics may not work, and they could not work for any other things if I keep taking them. So God told me do the one round with them, do the blood test, and if the five strands, because I get 3 to 5 strands of the infection because I have a tube going in me now, and as long as that's there, I would always get them. So, however, I got to get some external stuff and internal stuff that I'll take holistic after I do the one round of antibiotics I got to do a blood test and blood cleanse. Then have them do a blood test and see if all the strands are gone or if there's any left. If they're gone, then good. If they're not, then I got to go with the extra thousands of dollars to take that and get what I need. So it's a mind-boggling thing because it will limit me where I don't be able to go out and do music. I have to have stuff. Every 4 hours, there has to be a change. And I'm usually going sometime from 11, 12 until 11 and 12 at night because I DJ. DJ with another person every Thursday and Sunday. Then I DJ Fridays on my own. Saturdays, I go about to other fairs and whatnot. So that's what I'm up against. That's all I can say. Every day's a different day. Spinal cord injury people, they never know if they'll wake up because the damage is done to us. You know,
right.
I've been in this chair now 8 years. It was a hard adjustment. I had in-body and out-of-body experiences being here. Maybe one day when there's time, I can tell the story. But I don't want to take up your time because now you have a few more people to go. Well, I thank you, DJ Johnny G, for telling me and getting here to be on your show. And
you
that's
know,
pretty much.
Before
go
you
ahead.
Go, I want to mm-hmm. say the legendary Psychotic Nut, I appreciate you now more than ever because you have not given up. By you getting out and still doing what you do and still teaching holistic medicine and other things, you've given people like me no excuse to get up off my behind and do things. Johnny G made my whole week last week when he said, hey, let's look out for Psychotic Nut as best as possible. Make sure that he calls in and we promote. I talked to Brother Suave Gotti, who said, hey, he has a phenomenal event coming up that's very important. Push it. So since Johnny G did put that one out and you called in, please, with a minute, let us know where we need to be November 11th.
Okay. It's going to be at the Irish American Club at 22770 Lakeshore. That's out there when you come off 222nd and you turn right to where Burlington is and the skating rink, Day Supermarket, and Dollar Bank is right in front. I mean, right there where the Irish American Club is. And on the right-hand side is Mark's. So you can't miss it when you make that turn to come around that strip. And it's from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it's music by me. And I have a guest DJ named DJ Duchess. But I'm going to be at it. You know, my hands are limited on my movement, but I got enough to fight to do another thing that I was doing that God gave to me when I stopped drumming and I went to DJing. Because I was drumming at 12 years old, playing in bars and playing for St. Adelbert Catholic School, Gospel Soul. And from there, I went to DJing in 76.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm not going to confuse things, but now that we have your number, how to be able to be involved and be at that event from 216-322-1128 to reach out and or just show up. Look for us to talk to you within a couple of weeks just to see how everything's going for that event. And then you can share with us other things on holistic medicine or what have you. We just want to make sure we break down things when we talk to you so it all leads to November 11th. Thank you so much for the call.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, now. Likewise, no problem. Now, see, that's some phenomenal stuff right now. I only have two more phone callers to go. We're going to hear from both phone callers. I'm going to go to the 216-288, and I'm telling you right now, I am left excuseless, people, to get up off my behind and make things happen. When I talk to a person I just talked to, let's go to 216-288. You're on live. How you feeling out there?
Come on now. Come on now. This is Dontez Taylor from Family to Family with Black on Black and everything else, and the XP Society of Starlight Ministry. We are on the move. We are on the move for the rest of the year. Be on the move to do the things out here and make it happen.
What's going on?
We are going on and everything else. And I thank God for everything. Don't forget who's running for president of the United States of America. Her name is Reverend, Apostle Reverend Pamela M. Pinky, but she's dedicated, she's hardworking, she's ready to move the United States in a new direction. She'll be down there in Columbus all over working on voter rights. She's out there working on all kinds of things out here to our child and family services and everything else. We are ready to move this United States of America in a new direction. If you need to call her, call Reverend Pemberton, 216-548-0820, or call Dontez Taylor, 216-288-5841. We are ready to move the United States of America in a new direction. Yes, if you want to donate something to us for this campaign, you can call either one of us, and we'll take your donations, and we'll use it in our community for our people. It's for we are by the people, for the people, and everything else. But come on now to linking the community together in unity. First annual award banquet dinner and red carpet event that will be at the Alliance Event Center at 6966 Broadway, Cleveland, Ohio 44105 on Saturday, November the 18th, 2023.
Okay.
From five to six, we have the legendary Kevin Conwell in the footnotes gonna be there, and they're starting it off at 5 to 6, and we're gonna have hors d'oeuvres, a meet and greet, and a silent auction from 6:30 to 9. It's our big old banquet is going on, and kids are 0 to 12 are free at the banquet. Yes, they are. And we have an after party. We have an after party that's from 10:15 to 2:30 in the morning. That's right. And our tickets are $60 for the banquet. You get dinner and you get the hors d'oeuvres. And our VIP section is $75. You get a gift. You get 3 raffle tickets. You get dinner, and you get hors d'oeuvres, and you get some mints, and you can see what the honorees and the singers, too. Yes, we have some big heavy hitters coming on now. And no VIP tickets will be sold at the door. And tickets, we have tickets now. We have tickets now waiting on you. Yes. And our
okay. And
our after party is $10 in advance, $20 at the door. And if you're an artist out there and you want to be in this after party, call me, and we'll try to get you in this after party. This is the biggest after party ever in the city on that day. Yes, and we have all the way from Cleveland. We have the Fleshman singers. They're gonna be at that banquet. We got Kevin Conwell and Footnotes gonna be at that banquet. We have Brenda Farmer. They're gonna be singing at that banquet. We have the biggest people in town, the Sons of Harmony, with Reverend Watts gonna be out there. Yes, yes. We might see Grandpa Rapper somewhere. We don't know. And everything else.
and everything else. So come on out and join us at this great big old event. And our vendor booths are $85. You get to be at both of the other events. You get to be at the at the after party and the banquet, and you get dinner, and you get a table, and you get chairs, and you get hors d'oeuvres and everything else. They're going to be included with it and everything else. So come on out and join us. This is the biggest event in the city on that day. I got some, yes, call us. For more information, call down to us at 216-288-5841. And if you give my voicemail, press that pound key and leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. This is the biggest thing in the city of Cleveland on November 18th. Everything, all buses, all cars, everything leads to this great program, this great thing, this great everything. We gonna honor Ms. Swanson to the Hayes,
okay,
to other people. We gonna honor these folks like it's nobody's name. And we have some treats that are gonna be out there too. So if you miss this, you gonna, you know, wish you haven't missed it, because this is gonna be a glitz and glamour event. This is a dress up event. This is where the kids can come and have a great time and everything. Cause the freshman singers are young. These are young ladies that can sing powerful for the Lord right now. Yes, they are so powerful. I don't know what to say. That's right. They good. So come out and see the treats of what we're talking about out here. Cause this is we're looking for artists to come out and if you want to be in that after party, artists, come on out and call me so you can get your name on the roster for that after party. Cause the after party gonna be lit. It's gonna be glit, glamour, and everything else out there too. We're gonna make it where we have it at and everything else. So come on out and join us at this big event. And we hope that everybody be blessed and highly favored, because Jesus is our fortress and He is our everything. He is our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's everything that we know we want to be. This is something that you're going to remember. And if you are a photographer and you want to donate your services or whatever, come out and call me and we can talk about what we can do. And our caterer is Little People's Catering Company. Her name is Adele Shepherd, and she's a Little People's Catering Company. It's a teacher that I used to have in high school, and she made great food, she made great everything, and what she's doing is she's making all the food from scratch. I asked her, and me and Orlando asked her, "Can you make the food from scratch?" She said, "Yes, I can."
I go to the last phone caller,
and God bless all y'all.
Everybody.
And God bless all of y'all on Blog Talk Radio. I would like to say hi to Brenda Farmer. I'd like to say hi to all my radio people and everything else. Don't just take your pen next Monday. I'm coming on earlier, and take your pencil, pens, and everything else, and your laptops out, and write this stuff down so y'all can know, so y'all can come out and do it. And Al Porter might be texting you a flyer. I'm going to give him a flyer, and I'm going to see if he can text it out to at least 20 people. And when he send it out to 20 people, y'all 20, send it out to 15, 30, or whoever. So we can make this, we can blow this up and make it possible and everything else. And God bless.
God bless. Man, and Colin gave me a homework assignment to send out that flyer to 20 people. That's easy to do. one of those things I do all the time. Let's go to that 216-559. 216-559. How are you doing out there?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, and I'm glad that the psychotic nut was able to get on and deliver the message that he delivered. Cleveland needs to know that this brother needs our support. He's been giving his time, his energy, and he's been one of the most influential jocks in this city. And I know that we deserve to give him the best that we can give him and help him on the 11th, I believe it is, he said.
Yes, November the 11th.
Yeah, we got to be there. We got to be there for him. And we want all of Cleveland to be there for him. Give back what he's given to them. I mean, he's given some of the best entertainment that you could possibly get from a job. And he's not just a record spinner. He's an entertainer, and there's a difference. You got record spinners, and then you got entertainers. And Psychotic Nut is truly an entertainer, not a record spinner.
Ooh-wee. Man, you saying that, so now you're forcing me to, because I know Johnny G, the legend, on-air legend, the man with the bullhorn. He'll ask me later on to see, did I pay attention? That's why we tell people, please have that pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, because I know it's going down on November 11th at 22770 Lakeshore, right off of East 222nd Street. So talk to me, Johnny G, because, man, it was phenomenal having you come to the hip-hop workshop the past Saturday, and I appreciate you for keeping your word, because you're right. It's a difference between just spinning records and being involved in the community, because you reached out to me kind of like the food bank situation, giving us the warning about them bringing remote radio into what's going on. Talk to me about why it's important to you to be involved with the community.
Well, the community needs to be alerted to what's going on around them. Most of the time, the community is not alerted to the things that's going on around them, so we lose out. I mean, there's so much that we lose out because we don't pay attention. And paying attention is the biggest key, because folks lull you to sleep. Cleveland is being lulled to sleep. Radio None has lulled. Ooh, what they did. I mean, when they went with Remote Gospel, I was like, what? Remote Gospel? You mean to tell me that we don't have enough qualified gospel jocks in this town to do our own praise and worship? I was like, where is Mark Barker Hughes, formerly Kathy Hughes, where is she coming from with this ignorance? And then got the nerve, Al, the nerve to try to make us believe that remote and urban is the same thing. I mean, I've been Googling and trying to make Google make those two words mean the same thing, and Google, I mean, almost exploded on me. Because they don't find no similarities in remote radio and urban radio. So all along, WZAK Radio None has been lying to the community. Lying, 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 lying. And then you got that rotten, was it Sam Cotton, formerly Sam Silk? We know good and well there's nothing silky about him. That's why we got him wearing cotton drawers, cotton t-shirts, and cotton outerwear. He'll never, ever be silky here in Cleveland again because of the backward, ignorant statement that he made that there is what? No talent here in Cleveland?
Right.
Did he look out on Lake Erie? I mean, did he glance out on Lake Erie downtown and see that huge building that says Rock and what? Roll Hall of Fame? I mean, how did Sam miss that when he flew in the Cleveland? Or did he come by bus? He must have came by bus. What do you think, Al?
Yeah.
I think he came by bus.
Same here. As a matter of fact, we're going to get into an article about that hypocrisy about Radio None, that we're going to get into some of those articles within the next couple of weeks on a Monday night, because Johnny G has forced us to take a look. But go right ahead, brother. We got a couple more minutes. What else is on your mind, Johnny G?
Well, I got Everlasting Baptist Church presents Deliver Me 2, the sequel to Deliver Me 1. It's the stage play. Guest starring. Oh, they got some some local talent that'll blow you away. They don't sing, they sing. They got Miss Laquisha Bowden, Mr. Aaron Banks, Naquisha Brown Williams. Oh, these folks are outstanding. And then featured on it, you got Orlando G. Chappelle, the pastor's brother. And then you got Pastor DeWitt Chappelle Jr. He'll be on the card also. And then there's Michael Harrison, our music director. I mean, we got folks, like I said, they don't sing, they sing. And guess what, Al? They messed around and gave me 15 minutes three times. At 11 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock. I've got 45 minutes of fame coming.
Oh, man. Johnny G, the on-air legend, the man with the bullhorn, has 45 minutes of power coming up. You got to tell me, where do I need to be? Where do we need to be? What are we pushing?
We need to be at Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church at 1115 East 115 and Kinsland Avenue.
Okay.
If you miss it, I mean, you're going to miss a treat. Cleveland, if you don't, after all the turkey stuffings and the cakes and the candies and the goodies and the all that good stuff that you put down on Thanksgiving, if you don't unbuckle your belt and relax and say, I know where I'm headed Saturday, it's either at 11 o'clock or at 3 o'clock or at 7 o'clock, I'm going to see what Johnny G is talking about. Johnny G says there's only two in the world like him, and he's both of them. And you don't be lying. He's from a city so nice they had to name it twice. New York, New York, the mellow, mellow city of the world. While the rest of the world is sleeping, New York is making things happen. It's the 25-hour city of the world. And you can get those tickets at Eventbrite, T&L's at Forest Hill in Euclid, Everlasting Baptist Church at Eddy Road in St. Clair, Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church at 1115 East 105th Street. I'm telling you, Cleveland, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss Deliver Me Too. You can bring the youngsters, because we got youngsters performing in this one. We got something for grandpa, grandma, auntie, uncle. We got the works this time, Al.
Just you saying this, I appreciate you. I appreciate the event. And again, thank you very much for making sure that we reconnect with Psychotic Nut. Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, no doubt about it. No, we got to keep that energy flowing. We got to make sure that the nuts know that we out here and we believe in him. Not only believe in him, but the love that we have for him. I mean, think about it. I said the love that we have for him.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. And folks, if they need any kind of help, 216-255-4592 or 216-559-6869. Now get on it. And you know it, Al. I will get on it.
Appreciate you. Talk to you.
All right, Al, it's been fun. It's been fun.
Yes. Man, I've enjoyed myself so much, because when you have the Legends Call your program, it is a blessing. Always watch how you treat each other. Always watch how you treat each other. And don't be afraid to apologize. You have to. And remember what the things you say and do. Because when things happen, even if it's, watch your emotions. Because sometimes you might quit a friendship, a relationship, or organization. But what happens when you need them again, or you want to work with them again? And they sit back and say, wait a minute, you quit, without resolving anything. So the reason I say that is, watch how you do things the first time, so you don't have to regret anything. I appreciate you. Peace.